Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies, Ken Baird speaking. Today we will continue in our current series of studies, the return of Christ. Christ is coming back to this earth. They put him on a cross. They sent him out of this earth, but he's coming back to reign. He's coming back in two sections. First of all, he's coming to the air to rapture away his church. And then he is coming to be the head of the nation of Israel and to rule during the millennial reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. We've already considered the promise of Christ's return. Today, with the help of the Lord, we wish to speak on the purpose of Christ's return, and then follow that with the studies, the prospect of Christ's return, the plea for Christ's return, and the power of Christ's return. Today, we wish to consider the church first, and then to consider the nation of Israel. His coming is in two sections, and indeed, we need to consider Israel. Now, there's a necessity for this. There is a tendency among those that are not careful in their study of the Scriptures to mix the two. And we want to differentiate because they are different realms of study altogether. Now, today, we want to consider the reason, the purpose for Christ's coming. First of all, he wants to have his loved church with himself. Christ loves the church. We read in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." Husbands, that's a high standard, isn't it? Christ loved me and gave himself for me. Now, who is that church? Let me say this. Everyone in this world who has placed his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that he died for their sins to put them away, to remove that barrier that would keep them out of heaven, believing it entirely, 100%, not relying upon themselves, not depending on their good works, their church membership, however venerated the church, or their baptism, or anything that they do. They're just depending on Christ and Christ alone for salvation. He is a 100% Savior. Every person that is depending in that fashion is a member of that church. And we are going to be raptured. This world is in for the greatest surprise that it ever received. Some of these days, millions, literally millions of people are going to disappear instantly. Christ is coming back. He's coming to the air, and he's going to rapture his church home to be with himself. All those that love him, we are going to be raptured to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the left, those that are left, will have to go through the tribulation period. Now for some of them who are not responsible, there is a chance that they will believe the gospel of the kingdom and go into the kingdom. But for those who know that they could have been saved now and neglected to be saved, they will be left for judgment. God shall send them strong delusions. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now he's going to deliver us from ourselves and from these bodies of our humiliation. We read in Philippians 3, verses 20 and 21. For our conversation is really better rendered citizenship. Our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, and this is better rendered, the body of our humiliation, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. Now we're looking for the Savior. The Savior is a deliverer. The word salvation in the Scripture and Savior and deliverance are all the same word in the Greek. They're more than synonymous. They're the same word. Christ is a deliverer, He delivers us from the penalty of sin, from the power of sin, and from the presence of sin. And he's going to deliver us, these bodies of ours. The Christian today is not entirely saved. Whoa, someone says, you don't mean that. I mean it in this sense. We're saved body and soul, soul and spirit rather, but we are living in unsaved bodies. These are the bodies of our humiliation. Christ is not through with us even as Savior. He's going to save us from these bodies that disappoint us, these bodies that are still capable of sin. Christ is going to deliver us from these bodies. That's a good reason, a good purpose for his return, and I'm looking forward to that. To give us our glorified bodies, that we might be just like him. We read it right here in verse 21 of Ephesians, or Philippians rather, chapter 3. Who shall change our body of humiliation, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Now that is our prospect. Also, we read in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, like him. Think of that, if you will, please. Now that's the reason for his coming. He's going to give us our glorified bodies just like himself. Now there's a fourth reason why he's coming, to deliver us from the great tribulation sorrows. We read in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10, this is addressed to the church at Philadelphia. This church is going to be on the earth at the time Christ comes. Listen, please. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. It's better rendered trial. Many versions do render it trial. Let me read it from the first. Who shall change our body of humiliation, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. And now we go to 1 John 3 and 2, and we find the same truths there. And now Revelation 3:10, our original scripture, he's writing now to the those in Philadelphia. They'll be here when he comes. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation and trial which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. We read practically the same thing in Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 9. Here are the words, For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation or deliverance. Remember what we said, salvation and deliverance are the same word in the Greek, by our Lord Jesus Christ. All right, let's go quickly now, please, to the fact that he's coming back visibly in glory, in the clouds of glory. We covered that in our last broadcast. He's coming back in clouds of glory to deliver the nation of Israel from the Roman Empire, the beast, and the false prophet, that nation might rule in this world as the head of the nations through the reign of Christ, their Messiah. Now Christ is coming back, and he's going to be the head of the Israelitish nation. During that tribulation period, that 7 years of awful, awful trial for this world, Daniel describes it. Let me read what Daniel says about it. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. Michael is one of those glorious angels, especially charged with Israel's welfare. At that time, shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, for everyone shall be found written in the book. Everyone that is written in the book. Christ is coming to deliver the nation of Israel. Oh, that's going to be a wonderful day. When Christ reigns in this world, we covered this subject not too long ago when we talked about the seven ways Bible study. And in the dispensations, we noticed the seventh and last dispensation was the dispensation of the millennial reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's fresh in our minds, and we'd like to add a few thoughts to that. Christ, the Son of David, shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. These are the words that was spoken to Mary when the angels announced the fact that she was going to be the mother of the coming Messiah. Listen to what that angel tells Mary. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Isaiah also tells us in the 9th chapter, a verse which we hear frequently at Christmas time. We read there in that wonderful portion of Scripture, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." He is coming to reign. And in that 11th chapter, we see the character of his reign. The character of his reign will be this. He will meet sin with immediate judgment. We read there that, "And shall make him, the Spirit of God shall make him," that is the Messiah, "of quick understanding and the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove with the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge." Our Lord Jesus Christ is going to mete out immediate justice to those that sin in that kingdom. And there will be sinners, because those born into it will be born just like we are. They have not reached the eternal state yet. Now the nature of the animals are going to be changed. The animals in Genesis chapter 1 were herbivorous. When sin came in, part of them became carnivorous. They're all going to be herbivorous when our Lord comes. Peace shall reign from shore to shore. That coming is awaited by the children of Israel, by those that will be prepared for it through hearing the gospel of the kingdom. Our Father, today we thank you for these beautiful, bright spots in the Scripture of the coming again of our Lord Jesus. And thank you in his name. Amen.